reality is our shelters are all full.
Pastor Joe Vasquez, the co-executive director for the Salt Lake City Mission, says he's been involved with disasters before. But in the 23 years he's worked to help people experiencing homelessness, none of them have been as massive as the one surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, especially since it's been compounded by the aftermath of last week's earthquake. While there haven't been any confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Utah's homeless shelters, Judy Dowd, the director for the Ogden Rescue Mission, says it's only a matter of time.
We basically warned that within the next, 9 to 10 days, we could very well start seeing them. Once it hits the homeless population, it will probably spread pretty fast. A lot of them have health issues from years of not being taking care of themselves properly, not eating correctly for many years. And so once that hits, they're going to be hit pretty hard.
But resources the shelters rely on, like cleaning supplies and hygiene products from toilet paper to paper towels, are in high demand for the general public as well, according to Trisha Davis, who manages the Utah Homelessness Office with the Department of Workforce Services. In fact, some shelters have even started making their own hand sanitizer.
We are all frontline organizations helping to try to meet some of these critical needs because the government is just not going to be able to tend to the numbers of people that we're all dealing with and trying to meet their needs.
Without an increase in donations, both Dowd and Vasquez say there are only enough resources at their shelters to continue service at the needed level for 30 days. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.